ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्री युधिष्ठिर उवाच, गृहस्त एतां पदवीं विधिना येन चञ्जसा या या देवर्षि ब्रूंहि मादृशो गृहमूढधि। श्री युधिष्ठिर उवाच, गृहस्त एतां पदवीं विधिना येन चञ्जसा या या देवर्षि ब्रूहि मादृशो गृहमूढधि। श्री युधिष्ठिर उवाच, गृहस्त एतां पदवीं विधिना येन चञ्जसा या या देवर्षि ब्रूहि मादृशो गृहे मूढधि।
व्हाट फॉर मीनिंग? Sri Yudhishthir Vacha. Yudhishthir Maharaj said, Grihasaha, a person living with his family, etam, this, the process mentioned in the previous chapter, padavim, positions of liberation, vidhina, according to the instructions of Vedic scripture, yena, by which, cha, also, anjasa, easily, yayad, may get, devarishe, O great sage among the demigods, bruhi, kindly explain, madrisaha, such as me, griha muradhi, completely ignorance of the goal of life. Translation and purport by Divine Grace, by Charan Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Maharaj Yudhishthira inquired from Narad Muni, O my Lord, O great sage, kindly explain how we who are staying at home without knowledge of the goal of life may also easily attain liberation according to the instruction of the Vedas. Purport. In the previous chapter, the great sage Narad has explained how a brahmachari, a vanaprastha, and a sannyasi should act. He first explained the dealing of a brahmachari, vanaprastha, and sannyasi, because these three ashram or status of life are extremely important for fulfillment of the goal of life. One should note that in the brahmachari ashram, vanaprastha ashram, and sannyas ashram, there is no scope for sex life, whereas sex life is allowed in grihastha life under regulation. Narad Muni therefore first describe brahmacharya, vanaprastha, and sannyasa, because he wanted to stress that sex is not at all necessary. Although one who absolutely requires it is allowed to enter grihastha life or household life, which is also regulated by the Shastra and Guru. Yudhishthira Maharaj could understand all this. Therefore, as a Grihastha, he presented himself as Griha Murhadhi, one who is completely ignorant of the goal of life. A person who remains in householder, in family life, is certainly ignorant of life's goal. He is not very much advanced in intelligence. As soon as possible, one should give up his so-called comfortable life at home and prepare to undergo austerity or tapasya. Tapo divyam putraka. According to the instruction given by Rishabhadev to his son, we should not create a so-called comfortable situation, but must prepare to undergo austerity. This is how a human being should actually live to fulfill life's ultimate goal. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Jainam Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhisam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Tadati Svadantikam Vandeham Sri Gurum Sri Yuda Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitam Cha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchan Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Sri Yudhishthira Vacha Grihastha Etam Padavim Vidhina Yena Chanjasa Yaya Deva Rishi Bruhi Matriso Griha Muradhi. Maharaj Yudhishthira inquired from Narad Muni, O my Lord, O great sage, kindly explain how we who are staying at home without knowledge of the goal of life may also easily attain liberation according to the instruction of the Vedas. So first of all, I would like to beg for the mercy of the senior devotee, specifically Panchagora Prabhu, Janardhan Maharaj, another very senior Vaishnava who is sitting in front of me. In fact, it is very awkward to sit in front of the elderly advanced devotee and try to speak. But begging at the lotus feet, I'm sure they would bless me so I can speak something for the purification of myself. And obviously, Bhagavatam has so much to say. The person who asks question, the person who hears about it, the person who answers the question, and the person who hears about it, everyone is benefited. So keeping in mind that I'm a loyal servant, I would like to speak something in Sri Vrindavan Dham. So this verse, it is so wonderful, so beautiful, that gives rise of something which is the most important factor within spiritual life. We would see a great Mahajan. Among 12 Mahajanas, there's one Mahajan which is known as Yudhishthira. Yudhishthira Maharaj, he has put himself in such a situation and asking the question which normally everyone should ask for. But it's unfortunate that we don't ask the question because we feel shy or because we are so entrapped with grihastha life or attachment with so-called ism, that question doesn't give rise. So Yudhishthira Maharaj, it is generally, when you find someone great, does something, so generally the common people follow. So Yudhishthira Maharaj is trying to teach us, it is very important to inquire. That's why the inquiry, Yudhishthira Maharaj, Maharaj Yudhishthira is inquire from Narad Muni. Now see how wonderful it is, basically the combination. Narad Muni, who is a Naistik Brahmachari, and Yudhishthira Maharaj is a Grihastha. So a Grihastha is asking a Naistik Brahmachari about how to come out from Griha Medhi. In fact, this word Grihastha has been explained over here. Grihastha has something to do with the regulative principle of the Vedic scripture. Whereas Griha Medhi has something to do with our own sense gratification. So Yudhishthira Maharaj has taken the position to inquire. So this inquiry has been taken place since time immemorial. It isn't the first time that Yudhishthira Maharaj is asking question. That question, the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, based upon question and answer. So we would like to reflect a little bit about how important inquiries are. And secondly, Prabhupada mentioned very boldly and very strongly about griha murhadhi. How the grihastha are entrapped in this material world. So don't get me wrong when I'm saying the grihastha are entrapped into this material world. It is basically the nature to be forgetful. It's a nature to be trapped somewhere because we are the Supreme Lord energy, which is known as Tathashta Sakti. Tathashta Sakti means having a tendency to fall down. So then, trying to understand Yudhishthira Maharaj's unique question, because if you reflect in the previous chapter or last sloka, you would find that a very high understanding of Krishna consciousness has been given. How a sadhaka should perform his spiritual life. So Yudhishthira Maharaj, after looking upon that, you know, the verse, then he try to justify. They say, we as a grihastha, where do we stand? What is our stand? Is there any way, any formula, any process, some vidhi, where we can follow very easily, not so strong or so hard as mentioned in the previous verse, the last chapter. So Yudhishthira Maharaj has taken a position in order to give us a very wonderful understanding that inquiry must take place. The person who inquire is a person, the person normally who inquire has something to do which is known as humility. Without humility, no one would inquire. Without humility, it is next to impossible for someone to come and speak of something which is within the heart. So inquiry requires humility. Now you would find that Srimad Bhagavad Gita, which has been spoken at the battlefield of Kurukshetra, has been given to a grihastha. Has been given to whom? To a grihastha. Now Arjuna being a grihastha, Krishna chooses to be his driver. Now being a driver is not a comfortable status, am I right? To be driver, because the boss will tell you so many times, okay, what you got to do, what we should not do. So Krishna became the driver of Arjuna in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And it's not over just to become a driver. Krishna has become a driver. Arjuna told him that Krishna, I would not have time to explain to you, take a right, take a left, and so go ahead, or speed up, or you should stop. He says, then how do I do that? Being a driver, you need to intimate, you need to tell me what to do. So then Arjuna told Krishna, said, Krishna, when I'll touch my feet with your left lower back, that means you have to take a left. Doesn't it sound very good? Arjun says, if I'll touch your lower back with my left leg, you got to take a left. Krishna says, okay. Then what else about right? If I'll touch my leg with the right lower back, you should take a right. I say, okay, what about speeding? He said, well, if I'll pat upon your back again and again, mean you have to pick up. And what about stopping? He said, well, when I put my leg on your back completely without moving, that's mean you got to stop. Isn't it amazing? Arjuna being a grihastha. And here, if that would be us, we would say, no way. I can be your driver, but I can't take all these. How could you humiliate me all the time and then you expect me to be with you? But Krishna accepted it. What's the reason behind? Because Arjuna's inquiry was very fundamental. If you reflect upon the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna was talking a lot, isn't it? Krishna was explaining about, if I'll kill all the army, what will happen to the husband? The wife will become widow, and so forth. There's so much strong argument has been presented in front of Krishna, it seemed to be undefeatable. Am I right? But Krishna, in return, he told Arjuna, Pragyavajamchabhasase. You're talking like a learned personality, but you are no better than a fool. Arjuna said, wow. So fine, okay, Krishna, what else? Then finally Arjuna agreed about, he said, okay, Krishna, I can't help myself. This is what it is very, very important for the sadhaka when we think about we have no strength whatsoever to make suitable progress in Krishna consciousness. The moment or the day we start thinking that I am something, I can do something, that's mean Maya has taken over. Maya has taken over. One, if we depend completely upon why Prabhupada has created such a wonderful system, it's known as a sandwich package. I'm sure, I believe that everyone must have had sandwich. Panchagora Prabhu? You know, it's very nice. There's three layer, the bread, both sides, bottom and top, and in the middle is a filling, whatever you call it, whatever you want to make it. So Prabhupada has made this sandwich package that in the morning time we come for Mangalarti, Brahma Murat, we get up and comes and then do whatever the needs are. And then in between, what do we do? Practical devotional service. And in the evening again, we get together and then we glorify the Supreme Lord in many different ways. So the sandwich package Prabhupada has mentioned, why there was a need for Prabhupada to put something which is known as Darshanarti. Sometime I reflect upon why Darshanarti, I mean throughout the day there's Darshan, why Darshanarti, a specific time? Because as a sadhaka we have a tendency, because since time immemorial we have been against Krishna. Krishna bhula jeev, isn't it? We have forgotten Krishna since time immemorial. It is not now that we go to the president and say, well, we don't want to do this service. It's since time immemorial. It is being engraved. It is just like a lock, Hridaya Granthi. That since time immemorial, it is being there of not to serve Krishna. Prabhupada has put this Govindamadi Purusham, that's very early, I mean, Darshanarti, at least for a certain time, we should come and meditate upon the personality of Godhead. Think about it, if the Darshanarti would not be there, I'm also one of them, who would hardly come and have darshan, the way we normally have in Darshanarti. So, the bottom line, when Arjuna, he requested Krishna, he didn't request Krishna, he said, Krishna, this is what is to be done. I got no other way, no other choices. And Krishna said, well, tathastu, done, it's happening. And this is what had happened on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And this is how, basically, when we inquire and when we follow the instruction, even Krishna become the servant of someone. Could you believe Jagannath, Lakshmipati, has become a driver of Arjuna? He was a grihastha. But he was a Grihastha who followed in the footstep of the previous Acharya. So what is important? What is it? The important things are how much we do. That's not important. You know, the way we do it, that's important. Are we pleasing to the previous Acharya? Is our service basically giving joy to the previous Acharya? That is very important. Otherwise, the services will be just Udpad. Udpad means just creating havoc in Krishna consciousness. So, being a Grihastha, Arjuna inquired, and this inquiry, Krishna was very happy because Arjuna told Krishna, now all my doubt has been vanished. I believe, you know, in pursuit, in Krishna consciousness, there would be many doubts which would give rise and yet to be solved. If these doubts are not being killed, because this doubt is just like a demon. Because Krishna was approached with the name of Madhusudana. Madhusudana is a name where Krishna has killed the demon. And Arjuna requested Krishna, please kill that asura in the form of doubt. The doubtful nature, the one who has doubt within the heart, and the doubt is not being clarified or rectified or being answered, then there is greater chances will become the servant of Maya. Once a very famous lecture was given, it is explained that, you know, what do we become? What are we trying to become? Are we trying to become Krishna Chela, or are we trying to become Maya Chela? So Krishna Chela or Maya Chela, we need to start identifying. Each sadhaka has to have certain time during the day or whatever time you feel that to sit down and start check and balance about what are we doing. Are we making suitable progress toward Krishna consciousness, or we are somewhere stagnant? That query has to take place. Can we just raise our hand and just chant the Hare Krishna mantra loudly? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Please forgive me, I would do that quite often, because I'm sure there's two mantra which is very famous. One mantra, if you want to wake someone, you just chant Mahaprasade Govinde. And the second mantra, if you want someone to sleep, just chant Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So I chanted Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I'm expecting that many of you will get into Samadhi. But I'm not that elevated. I would like to wake you up. Otherwise, I'll fall asleep. So then, it is very important, you know, this question may be raised within our life. Where do we stand and how are we progressing in Krishna consciousness? It is not a joke, because Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained, this lifetime we have to make an end of this business. This very lifetime. So then someone may ask a question, how do we do that? We have so many under Prabhu, especially when you get into Grihastha life, Prabhu, you know, these and that, and there's so many questions. But this is what Yudhishthira Maharaj has taken the position of the living entities and asked the question to get a suitable answer. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj explained, he says, we must look upon this material world as a toilet or washroom. I'm sure none of you guys, none of you Prabhus and Matajis would go in the washroom and spend time over there lavishly. Take a book, take a newspaper and just read. No, finish our business, we would just get out. Yudhishthira Maharaj is asking the question, even though he is one of the Mahajan, but he's trying to explain that there would be many of us who would fall into the trap, thinking that I'm very much okay in my spiritual life. The Acharya being explained, if we think that we are comfortable of what we are trying to do in Krishna consciousness, that means there's something somewhere very, very dangerous. Oh, it's dangerous. So then, he's explaining about Grihastha life, how Prabhupada touches upon how a person who remains in the household, in family life, is certainly ignorant of life's goal. Why Prabhupada being mentioning all the time, it seemed to be the Grihastha, they are so much degraded. It is not as such. Please, Grihastha, you would find the four ashramas and the four varnas, you would find the Grihastha fall basically in the line. We have Brahmachari, we have Grihastha, we have the Vanaprastha and the Sannyasi. Now we would find that each, Prabhupada mentioned about the Brahmachari, the Vanaprastha and the Sannyasi, all of them would definitely come to a Grihastha as a beggar kind of, to elevate them, to purify them. But it would come to whom? To a Grihastha. In one sense you would see a Grihastha who follow the principle of Vedic technique, they are basically a kind of sustenance of the other ashram. A Brahmachari would go to a Grihastha and ask for that. And you would find a Grihastha who follow the principle, you know, minutely. Now, the point, what we need to basically understand, at the time of, when we grow in Krishna consciousness after some years, there is a tendency that we tend to lower the importance of the minor rule. I'll repeat it again. Please open your eyes if you don't mind. All the minor and the major rule, as per Bhaktivinoda Thakur, has to be followed minutely. Never think about it, I'm basically 10 years or 15 years as a big horn, I'm such a great devotee. Now I can eat one rasgulla, I can eat one, you know, a samosa, which is not offered, that's fine. I can chant some good round and I'll be okay. It is not the case. In the third chapter, text number 13, it is explained, anything which is basically accepted as food, which is not offered to the Supreme Lord, it is basically sin. So it is not justified. So the tendency of letting down, the tendency to, you know, just avoid about basic principle to offer Vaishnava pranam. I would see practically every day that devotee would have this kind of a misconception that why should I offer my respectful obeisances? And there's many things which is follow respectively. When we tend to neglect, that's the minor rule. You know, the Vaishnava Acharya gave an example of an A4 size paper. Which paper? A4 size paper. You take a punching machine and you punch upon the A4 size, like an 100 punch. Would you see the existence of the paper? Is it yes or no? Hope my question is clear. An A4 size paper with a punching machine and put 100 hole or punch into it, would you see the paper or the existence of paper? The answer would be no. So we've been doing so many small kind of, you know, letting go, no problem. And if you see, when you look at it, one point is very important. When we neglect the lesser or so-called important instruction, keep it in mind that lesser so-called instruction basically hold the bigger instruction. When the lesser instruction has been, you know, are kind of broken down, you would find we would be having the tendency to break the even the major rules. So then for a Grihastha, it is very, very important. It's for the sadhaka. Means overall, it is very important to follow the minor and the major rule of Krishna consciousness. This is how a Vaishnava is known as. A Vaishnava is known as whom? A Vaishnava is known as a person who follow the principle, the sadachar, isn't it? The Vaishnava who follow the sadacharan, he is known as a Vaishnava. So then, when they explain about, you know, Grihastha has basically the tendencies, because as Prabhupada mentioned, they have a license for sense gratification or grossly sex life. So then, there was a very wonderful, you know, a story which basically give a wonderful understanding about how it is. Once there was a king, and that king, who was basically going to, you know, moving around, and he happened to see a beautiful girl. When we talk about a beautiful girl, meant a real beautiful girl. And then it so happened he got attracted to that beautiful girl. And when he got attracted to that beautiful girl, he chases that girl. He was on the horse, obviously, and then he followed that girl. And the girl got to know that someone is trying to follow me. And the girl started speeding up, finally reached home and told the father that there's someone who is following me. And the father just came out and asked and see. So, oh, who was that person? The person was a king. And when he saw the king, he bowed down and then with due respect, he invited the king. Oh, it's a great fortune that you have come to our house. He said, well, I have got no other business besides I've seen a beautiful lady and I wish to marry that lady. The father says, wow, this is very quick. He said, you're the king, I can't say no to you, but I need to ask my daughter about it. So he went to ask the daughter, and the daughter said, well, Dad, whatever you decide, if it is your desire, I'll go for it. And in between, the girl told the father, he said, well, can you tell the king that to come after some time? How much time? He said, give him 14 days. After 14 days, the king should come, and I'll be ready for the king to be married. The king thought about it, maybe they would need to do some preparation or whatever, arrangement. And the king went back. You will not believe it, that 14 days took the king like a 14 years. Because each day was being counted, each second was counted. When you are afflicted by mundane materialistic ideas or desire, it's basically as such. The time passes very slow. And the king was not, he was completely engrossed. He was just meditating. One day passes by. He was just thinking, 13 days, how do I go? Finally, the 14 days was over. Meanwhile, that lady, that girl, he had done something which is unusual. That girl has eaten something which causes diarrhea, causes loose motion, causes vomiting, and causes so many, which basically we don't discuss in Bhagavatam class, but just to intimate you, to indicate you. And in within 14 days, all that stuff was kept very carefully. And finally, she kept it in a very huge pot, earthen pot. And that pot was decorated very nicely with a fine silk cloth, with a nice decoration on the top. And what covered nicely, and the king, as I said, the 14 days, he was just rushing like a wind, and he reached there, and he thought, come on, time is over. Specifically when the Bhagavatam class is nearly to be over in the Prasadam time, so they would look at the time, because time is over. Similarly, the king could not even stop himself, and he went in, and when he was knocking the door, that girl, who for 14 days he didn't even shower. For 14 days he didn't even eat anything. For 14 days he didn't even comb his hair. And for 14 days he didn't even do the normal routine as a normal being. And as a loose motion, vomiting, everything was kept in the pot. That girl, because she became skinny and not to be recognized as a beautiful girl. The king was knocking the door and the girl came and opened the door. And the king says, you servant, please go and call and tell the girl that I have come. My time is over. I can't wait anymore. And the girl say, yes, my dear king, we'll do so. And the girl went inside and then, spent some time. And the king could not tolerate it and start shouting. He said, well, you can't make me wait. I'm the king. So forth. And the king became so disturbed and angry because dhyayato visham pumsa sangate supajayate sangat sangjayate kama krodha bijayate. When we are basically totally engrossed upon sense gratification, should it be seeing, tasting, hearing, touching, etc., etc., when we engross upon that, what will happen? Dhyayato visham pumsa sangate supajayate. When we meditate upon the sense object, what will happen? We'll develop some sort of attachment. And then what happened? Because of the attachment, there would be what? Kama. And because lust would not be able at any cost satisfy the living entities, because being part and parcel of the Almighty Lord. So then kama krodha bijayate, because lust doesn't get satisfied, then krodha arises, anger arises. And when anger arises, you could understand. You know, when we are angry, we do anything and everything, and that basically disturb the whole thing. Krodha bhavati sanmoha, sanmoha smriti vibramaha. When we are angry, we lose the capability to discriminate what is to be done and what is not to be done. Smriti brahmsat buddhi naso. When our smriti basically get destroyed, then even the thinking power is gone. Buddhi naso pranashit. Then we fall down again in the same cycle, vicious cycle of punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. So then that king was very, very disturbed, and he take out his sword and was about to chop that throat of that girl. And then the girl say, "Well, king, what would you get?" He said, "Let me just narrate to you very important information." He said, "Well, that girl is basically in a room, well decorated, waiting for you. Sorry, we were delayed. We were late to tell you." And the king rushed over that room, which room where the earthen pot was kept. And the king opened the door and he found no one. He became so disturbed again. Then they said, "Well, the girl has kept something for you, special gift for you." "Oh, for me?" He was thinking, maybe, you know, there's a smalai, there's rubberies and whatever. And he went there. When he opened that pot, he just fell unconscious because it's so smelly. He fell down, and somehow he gathered some courage and then stood up again. And he was about to shatter and cut everyone off. And the girl says, "The one to whom you were running to, the one to whom you get attracted to, the one to whom you were so cold attached to, I have kept this very secure in this pot." "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, this is a liquid beauty." What it is? The liquid beauty. Shankaracharya explained about it. He says, you know, this bag has got what? Has got bone. Has got blood. Has got many other things which we don't want even to see. Am I right? But yet, it is well decorated and we're so attracted to it, we become a henpeck, which is so unfortunate. So Yudhishthira Maharaj is asking, what will happen to those grihamedis? My dear sage, please explain about it. How do we come out? How do we have salvation? How do we get out from the cycle, birth, death, old age and disease, specifically attached with a bag of chemical? So then, the king realized, "Oh, I have done a big mistake." Prabhupada mentioned elsewhere in the purport, he said, anyone who is attached lustfully or sex life, basically, sex life basically become the prominent factors in the life for those person making a spiritual advancement, it is just nil. No questions of a spiritual advancement if we are basically attached with so-called sex life. It is basically a gross word over here, but sex life has to do with many other isms as well. Because of lusty desire, we dress properly. Because of lusty desire, we accumulate money. Because of lusty desire, we've been doing so many activities which is not to be done. So lust basically has an extension. Obviously for the brahmacharya, there's 8 principles of brahmacharya. Am I right? Hopefully we follow that, minute detail. So, Srimad Bhagavatam has 2 ways to educate the sadhakas. Something to do, which is to be done, and something which is not to be done. Am I right? There's do's and don't. But both principles lead the same destination. You know, Prabhupada mentioned about, he says, you know, if you're so attached with this material body, this material world, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, he says, you know, if we are so attached to this material world, he says, to the degree we are attached to this material world, to that degree we are away from Krishna. To the degree we are attached to this material world, to that degree we are away from Krishna. So someone asked the question, how do we realize, or how do we understand, are we making suitable progress in Krishna consciousness? How do we judge ourselves? How do we get to know? Is there any button you touch upon and then the red light just blinking, shuddhbhakti.com? No, there's nothing as such. Or your tilak is very straight and the sikha is very long and the dhoti is nicely pressed. No, nothing as such. These are external. He explained that, when your material desire diminishes day by day, when the material desire diminishes day by day and the spiritual desires increases day by day, that is a symptom of making progress in Krishna consciousness. Everyone can judge of themselves, are we making suitable progress or we are getting. But we need to understand, when someone trying to put a step, stepping on, lifting the leg and putting a step, there's two possibility, because lifting the leg, you could put a step backward as well. So coming to Krishna consciousness, living all our lavish life and so-called so many isms that we have dropped down, coming to Krishna consciousness, and if we are still attached to Naam Pratishtha and Kanagamini, then the whole thing is defeated. And which Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhaktisiddhanta Sarit Maharaj says, it is just like a sukarira vrista. It is just like the dry stool, a dry stool of a pig. The chooses these words, they could have said some other animal stool. Why only pig stool? Because a pig would eat something which is rejected, not in use. So then this, so-called attachment to this material world, it is just like, a very neglected, negligible things as sukara rishta. So the sadhaka asked with today's verse, when Yudhishthira Maharaj is inquiring about what would be beneficiary for the grihastha, and it is explained, something which is beneficiary for the grihastha has three things that you need to add in their life. Firstly is, we need to have namiruchi. Namiruchi jivedaya vaishnava seva aisa hi dharam nahi duja tera. The grihastha should be very, very much attached with the holy name. Make the holy name as a life companion. Even though you're married, you have your husband and wife. And we need to serve. We need to learn how to give out, because the tendencies of grihastha is to accumulate. When we learn how to give out, when we learn how to offer something to others, that becomes jivadaya. And ultimately, if these ikcha or desire doesn't give rise within the heart to serve the Vaishnava, because serving the Vaishnava gives us three bal. What does serving the Vaishnava give us to? Give us three bal. Bal means strength. What are those three bal? Vaishnava padadhuli, Vaishnava padajal, Vaishnava uchishtha etino mahabal. When the devotees, when the sadhaka serving the Vaishnava, what will happen? They will get their strength. And with that strength, they would be able to pursue with the Krishna conscious life. Otherwise, ekaki amai nahi payabal tumara sakati ache. Oh Vaishnava Thakur, you have got a strength. You are able to give me that strength. Oh, you have got Krishna. You can give me Krishna. So in this way, Yudhishthira Maharaj's inquiry was asking the question, and the question would be answered. I didn't touch the next verse will come. So the answer would be given in the following verses. So I would like to stop here. I would like to, Janardhan Maharaj, if you can speak something, some word of wisdom, so that would be highly appreciated. Panchagora Prabhu is just moving out.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Lord. So for the next few days or weeks, we'll be thinking about ideal Grihastha. It's very good because 90% of our members are Grihasthas. And yes, ultimately, Grihastha life is not so easy. Well, others can tell. And yes, we have to hear from the Srimad Bhagavatam how to lead an ideal Grihastha life. And as Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the best ashram in Kali Yuga is Grihastha ashram. Because in this way, we'll be able to learn more about how to become detached. Grihastha life means learning how to become detached, not how to become attached. So, ultimately, everyone has to learn how to become detached. But especially Grihastha ashram, you need to learn a lot. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Maharaj. Has anyone got any question? I'm sorry, time is over. Yes, Prabhuji.
Why is there so much disdain for material world? That is also Krishna's energy. I mean, material world. Why is there so much hatred and disdain for it? Love it as well. You know, you can be material and spiritual at the same time. I don't get that. I'm not saying that.
Thank you. If I understood your question correctly, you're saying that why there's so much, you know, people talk against about this material world. Yeah, this is a question you're asking? Huh? Yeah. It is not talking against about this material life. Actually, what we need to understand exactly, when we start using this material appearances or material qualities in our services, that become lust. When we start satisfying our senses, that it is known as lust. When we start satisfying the senses of Krishna, that become prema. So what we need to understand, in the name of L-O-V-E, it is just L-U-S-T. So then the sadhaka, when they are entrapped with these kind of ideas of gratifying the senses, then even Krishna become displeased. Because Krishna loves you more than you. Krishna loves you more than you. When you see the parents are telling the child not to eat ice cream, it is not that the parent doesn't want the child to eat ice cream. Because the child had some difficulty at night. So in this material world, when we are here because of purpose. We have become adverse of Krishna, Krishna bhulya jeev. We have forgotten our relationship with Krishna. We have come to this material world. So these basically Prabhupada explained as jaundice. There's a disease which is known as jaundice. In this jaundice, the disease, then we can't taste even something which is sweet, as sugarcane juice. When you have jaundice, when you take sugarcane juice, it tastes bitter. So the Srimad Bhagavatam doesn't explain only what you should not do, but the Srimad Bhagavatam would also speak about what you should do. You would find many great, great personality who being very opulent and yet they have been serving Krishna. So the idea behind, there's a very fine line in between lust and love. So the Vaishnavacharya has basically, they are preventing us. If someone tells you you're walking, you know, somewhere, and then it's just reached the edge and then you're about to fall. And someone tell you, man, please don't put your step ahead. It is not stopping you. It is just wanted you to be safer. Sense gratification, it is just like a camel who's been eating something which is thorny, you know. And then just hurt the tongue and the blood come out and the camel think about, oh, such a palatable dish. But this is avidya. Out of ignorance, we think that we can digest. No, we can't digest. We are part mama vaishna jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. We are fragmental part and parcel of the Almighty. Fingers are part of the body, is meant to serve the body. We are part of Krishna, we are meant to serve Him. We have a very, very something to do. Am I audible? Are you able to hear it? I'm sorry, someone was raising. Just 1 second, I just finished with the Prabhuji. You're getting the point. So as part and parcel, no one stops you to wear wonderful, a beautiful, fancy shirt. So far you have the idea, I should serve Krishna. No one stops you to have, you know, a branded car, like a Jaguar. You can drive and come to the temple and have darshan. You know, the idea is that... Why can't you go to disco? Because the basic principle of disco has something to do to take you away from Krishna. Anything which takes you away from Krishna, we don't do. We don't even take tea and coffee. And many people will say, oh Maharaj, tea, coffee, you say don't take? And if they get to know such a young guy is very smart, they don't have girlfriend, they say, well, what is left in your life? You're getting the point. So it depends how you look upon it. Can we continue individually the question? I'm sure you got a lot, and I'm not running away. I'm with you. Someone has got a question, we could take up the question. Yes, yeah. Yes, Mataji. If you don't mind, you can come a little closer, or the mic can be given to Mataji. With no offense, sitting in Vrindavan Dham, I don't wish to commit any offenses to any individual. I just wanted to touch upon, if any brahmachari that would look down upon the grihastha, I would say their spiritual life is in danger. Because being a brahmachari, I mean, with fortunately I've been brahmachari for 17 years as well, and hating someone and loving someone, these two factors lead the same destination. If I hate someone and if I love someone, you would find that, you know, ultimately there will some sort of attraction and some sort of fall down somewhere. That's why in the Vaishnava culture, we don't look down upon anyone. Each ashrama has a respective role to be played, and they are equally potent. But you would find in the coming verses, they would explain about, you know, many wonderful grihasthas who basically been following the principle in minute detail, and make suitable progress in Krishna consciousness. Now, if you find in our line on Krishna consciousness, the Guru Parampara, you would find, except Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, everyone was a Grihastha, but was not a Grihamedi. If you follow the principle of Grihastha Ashram, you would be praised like Janaka. You would be praised like, Ramchandra's father. You would be praised at many Mahajan who are being in a line of Grihastha. As I said again, we should not basically capture the mood of backbiting and full fighting upon the ashram. Prabhupada said, we're just like a soldier. If someone happened to be in a very, being hurt, because at the battlefield, there would be somewhere, some fight goes on. So then what we got to do as one unit, as the soldier, we need to help each other's making suitable progress. Hope I address your query, Mataji. What's the second question? Hare Krishna. This in itself is basically require a lecture. I mean, it's a big topic. Mataji, the whole system, Prabhupada said, he has established 50% of, what is to be done in Krishna consciousness, yet the 50% of Varnashram system need to be established. And it's everyone. Prabhupada says, Akalo Shudra Sambhava. Everyone is born as a Shudra. And everyone, just like a student in a class, depend upon the grasping power, have the able to assimilate. And these extramarital affair has become a very, very disturbance, causes in the society. I would rather say that yet it's the duty of the management, I'm sure, where they're going to be having the counseling system. I'm also one of the president of a temple. I've been living in Krishna consciousness almost 28 years, living in Mauritius, established in India, traveling in many parts of the world. I've been seeing this is a very, very, disturbance, very, very big disturbances in a society. Now, how do we address? Now, the Goswami has given a wonderful formula. The wonderful formula is, if we get up in the morning, Brahma Muhurat, and we take the medicine which has been prescribed, chanting 16 rounds in the Brahma Muhurat, and we read Prabhupada books minimum 1 hour a day, I would 100%, for it. If anyone followed this system, they would be saved. Because we are diseased in this material world. Someone has a certain percentage of karma. Someone may have greater extent of karma. But everyone basically affected with the desires of lusty. So then, if we follow this formula, chanting 16 rounds in the Brahma Muhurat, then you would find the strength. You would get the strength. How to basically prevent ourselves or protect ourselves from the onslaught of Maya. So the bottom line, I would say, if something like that is happening, it is basically just unfortunate, creating further disturbances in society, and which is unfortunate. So we can only pray, and we can only try to see that Prabhupada has established something, and when you try to follow it. It is unfortunate, you know, the principle has been time to time giving lesser importance, and because of that, our disease is not being cured, and because of the disease is not being cured, and then we having difficulties in our life. So I would beg the Vaishnava Acharyas so they can shower their mercy upon us, so we can be very strongly following this principle, so we can make suitable progress in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. There's a statement, it says, Krishna kare to lila, or nar kare to character dhila. Have you heard that? When Krishna do rasa lila, oh, he's a supreme lord, he can do anything and everything. And when we do our lila, so cold, then people say, hey, you're characterless. Then what we need to understand, we being part and parcel, we got no shakti whatsoever. The only thing that what we can do as a living entity is just serving Krishna. And this is where you would derive all the happiness which we are looking for. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Madhagvatam ki Parita Pavan Shila Prabhupada ki Ritai Guru Premanande.